Hello, everyone. My name is Elijah David. This is 12th Hour Apostolic Shepherd Training Congregation, miles out of South Alabama, Texas. Tuesday is May the 16th, 2017, or as if 2021. We're going to go to a second service today with a song entitled Just When I Need Him Most. Just when I need him, that's when he's near. Just when I falter, just when I sin, ready to help me, ready to cheer. Just when I need him most. Just when I need him most. Just when I need him most, just when he's near to comfort and cheer, just when I need him most, just when I need him, that's when he's true, never forsaking all the way through, living for burden. This is a new, just when I need him most. Just when I need him most. Just when I need him most. That's when he's there to comfort and cheer. Just when I need him most. Just when I need him. That's where he's strong, bearing my burdens all the day long. For all my sorrow, giving a song, just when I need him most. Just when I need him most, just when I need him most. That's where he's there to comfort and cheer. Just when I need him most. Just when I need him, he is gone. Answering prayer, upon him I call. Eagerly watching, lest I should fall. Just when I need. Just when I need him most, just when I need him most, just when he's there to comfort and cheer, just when I need him most. Part 29, Gentiles. We're in the book of Jude. One chapter, start with verse 1. Let's read the introduction. Jude, the brother of James, wrote this book in the latter half of the first century. Following a greeting, Jude describes the sin and eventual end of the godless people, all of those teaching false doctrines. He closes with the exhortation to preserve and seek the truth of the Yahweh. Persevere. So persevere and seek Yahweh's truth. Verse 1. Jude, the servant of the Yahshua Messiah, and brother of the James, to them that are sanctified by the Yahweh, the Father, and preserved in the Yahshua Messiah and call. Mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you, and exhort that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained unto this condemnation, unrighteous men turning the grace of our Savior into lasciviousness, and denying the only Yahweh Elohim, the Father, and our Savior, Yeshua the Messiah. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Yeshua, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed them that believed not. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in the everlasting chains, under darkness, unto the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them, in the like manner, giving themselves over unto fornication, and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of the eternal fire. Likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a radiant accusation, but said, Yahweh rebuked thee, but these speak evil of those saints which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, and those saying they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam, for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. These are spots in your feast of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, clouds they are without water, carried about of the winds, trees whose fruits withereth without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars unto whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these saying, behold, the Yahshua cometh with 10,000 of his saints, to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are unrighteous among them of all their unrighteous deeds, which they have unrighteously committed, and of all their hard speeches, which the unrighteous sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of the advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Savior Yahshua the Messiah, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own unrighteous lust. These be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of Yahweh, looking for the mercy of our Savior Yahshua the Messiah, unto eternal life. And if some having have compassion, making a difference, and others, save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, unto the only wise Elohim, or the only wise Yahshua, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Hallelujah. That's the end of the one chapter of the book of Jude. And we now have revelation. So we're going to enter into revelation. It says the revelation was written by John while he was in exile on Patmos, probably between A.D. 90 and A.D. 100. The first part of Revelation describes how the book came to be written and gives information concerning the seven churches in Asia Minor and describes heaven, chapter 21 and 22. The remainder of the Revelation describes the period between Yahshua's ascension and his second coming as a time of the judgment on the earth, culminating in the battle of the Armageddon and the second coming of the Yahshua. The last chapters of the Revelation describe the future of the millennium and the battle of Gog and Magog, the great white throne judgment, the lake of fire, and the new heaven and the new earth. Okay, Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. The revelation of the Yahshua, Messiah, which Yahweh gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of the Yahweh and of the testimony of the Yahshua, Messiah, and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, unto the seven congregations which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him that is, and that was, and that is to come, and from the seven spirits that are before his throne, and from the Yahshua Messiah, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto Yahweh and his Father. Unto him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Hallelujah. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him. And all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, hallelujah. Now this is Yahshua talking here in verse 8. This is in red letters. This is his voice. So Yahshua says, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Saith the Yahshua, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Now you see, it says that he is the Almighty here, according to John, the Revelator. He says that Yahshua is the Almighty, and we used to, and he's called the Mighty One as well. Yahweh the Father is called the Almighty, and I've always differentiated and said, well, the Almighty is a title that belongs to the Father, and the Mighty One, it belongs to Yahshua. But according to John here, he is called the Almighty. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in the tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of the Yahshua Messiah, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of the Yahweh and for the testimony of the Yahshua Messiah. I was in the spirit on the Yahshua's day, and I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am, and this is Yeshua in the red letters again, he's the voice of a great trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest write in a book and send it unto the seven congregations which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. Well, we've identified these congregations. Laodicea being the Adventist, Philadelphia, the sixth one. Well, let's just start with the first one. Ephesus. Ephesus was back in the disciples' day with Paul and the disciples ministering unto the church of Ephesus and unto Smyrna. Then we come down to 1500 A.D. with Martin Luther representing the congregation of Smyrna coming out of the Catholic Church with the Protestant Reformation, starting the Protestant Reformation. In other words, starting a reformation to reform the Catholic Church, and unto Pergamos, and Pergamos is your third one, and that would be John Knox, Presbyterian, 1543, and unto Thyatira, that would be John Wesley, Methodist minister, 1725, from England, and Sardis, then would be Alexander Campbell, the Baptist minister, 1810, and unto Philadelphia, that would be William Miller, the Philadelphian, 1833 to 1844, and then the letter said would be the Seventh-day Adventist Church. So we've identified these seven congregations in the New Testament. Verse 12, and I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. Now these candlesticks represents the temple worship of Israel and the sanctuary. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were like were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. Okay, and he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, this is Yahshua speaking again, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Okay, it says, hallelujah. And I have the keys of the hell and of death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. For the mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven congregations. Okay, that's the end of Revelation chapter 1. Now we're going to go into chapter 2 with messages to the seven congregations of Israel. Unto the angel of the congregation of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them that are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them loud, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left my first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, for else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of this place, except thou repent. Okay, now this is information pertaining to Ephesus, the first of the seven congregations of Israel. And Paul was the head of this congregation of Ephesus. Verse 6, but this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the congregations. Unto him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life that is in the midst of the paradise of Yahweh. And unto the angel of the congregation of Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, that were dead, that was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Now who is this Smyrna? Remember we told you it's the second congregation of Israel, representing Martin Luther in 1500 A.D., whenever he came out of the Catholic Church and with the doctrine of righteousness by faith, Romans 1:17. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the congregations. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Okay, verse 12. Now we're going into the third congregation now, Pergamos, 1543, Presbyterian, John Knox with the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, unto the angel, John Knox, of the Presbyterian congregation in Pergamos write, these things saith he which hath the sharp sword with the two edges. I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things as sacrifice unto idols, and to commit fornication. Okay, so hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitan, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that hath me, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the congregation. Unto him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, that no man knoweth saving he that receiveth it. And unto the angel, this is verse 18, and unto the angel, John Wesley, of the Methodist congregation in Thyatira write, 1725, these things saith the Son of Yahweh, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like the fine brass. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants and to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. I gave her space to repent of her fornication. Okay. So how many years of space did Yahweh give this Jezebel? How many years? Well, according to the antithetical Jezebel that we had down at Corinth for 33 years, I would say that the Carmel period had a 40-year period today in our day, from 1930 to 70, and Gilead Center had a 40-year period. And so we know that we had a Jezebel in each period. Lois Roden was a Jezebel, and Laura May was like her daughter, so we had two Jezebels in an 80-year period of time with the Mount Carmel, the Shepherd Rod, and Gilead Center, Isaac Branch people. So it says, I gave her space to repent of her fornication. So we know we had 33 years for the antithetical Jezebel at Kermit to repent, or she was cut off after 33 years. And so Lois Roden, she was cut off also after many years in her ministry. Of course, she had a ministry with her husband at least 15 years of the rod period. Okay, let's go ahead now. In Revelation 2:22. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all their congregation shall know that I am he that searches the reins and hearts. And I will give unto every one of you according unto your works. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden, but that which ye have already hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, unto him will I give power over the nation, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken, the servant, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He that hath near, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the congregation. Okay, end of chapter 2. Chapter 3, messages to the seven congregations. And unto the angel of the congregation in Sardis write. So who is this angel in Sardis? This is Alexander Campbell, Baptist Church, 1810. Write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of Yahweh. Okay. So, he has the seven spirits of Yahweh, this Alexander Campbell. And he's the receiver of the sixth doctrine. The fifth doctrine that is in Ezekiel's 4:9 vessel, and that is a doctrine of baptism John the Baptist had. And that's what antitypical John the Baptist, Alexander Campbell, had when he taught baptism by the immersion. So he took that doctrine and reformed it back to the Catholic Church, even though the Catholic Church didn't accept it. And the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before Yahweh. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent, If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in the white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the seven congregations. And unto the angel of William Miller, 1833, of the congregation in Philadelphia, that's the First Day Adventist, write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. Okay. So, I've said before that William Miller, he's the one that had the key of David to open up the 2300 day prophecy in 1844. And indeed he did. Okay, verse 8. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. There's that open door. The open and shut door theme of 1844. And no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. So, William Miller did not deny the name of Yahweh. And I bet the truth was known that he knew the sacred name and probably used it. Well, I say he probably did. The translators wrote this Bible before William Miller was even born. Okay. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. And that overcometh, well, I make a pillar in the temple of my Yahweh, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my Yahweh and the name of the city of my Yahweh, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my Yahweh, and I will write upon him my new name. Okay? He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the seven congregations. And this is, we're dealing with Laodicea here. And unto the angel, and unto the angel, Vertus W. Johnson, 2002, Kermit, Texas, Gilead Center, of the Congregation of the Laodiceans. So Gilead Center was one of the congregations of the Laodiceans. Mount Carmel, Shepherd Rod, was a congregation of the Laodiceans. Bashan was a congregation of the Laodiceans Seventh-day Adventists. Bashan, 1850 to 1890, Mount Carmel, 1930 to 1970, Gilead Center, 1970 to 2010. All three of those were congregations of the Seventh-day Adventist Church called Laodicea. These things saith the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of Yahweh. Let's read that verse 14 again. And unto the angel, Brother W. Johnson, of the congregation of the Laodicean. Now this is Yahshua talking directly to Brother W. Johnson, 2002. Right, this saint said to Yahweh, the Yahshua, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of the Father. Okay. So when Yahshua then is the first creation of the Father in heaven. And he came down to this earth, and then the earth had a beginning. And it said, Yahshua was there with him in the beginning. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. So he's warning Verlis W. Johnson. He warned him for 33 and a half years, right up to the last minute. And he sent me there to be this here voice of warning to him all through the years. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich in white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness may not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Okay, so now Verlis Johnson was counseled to buy of me gold tried in the fire. And I wrote a song. The Holy Spirit gave me a song, word for word, one day. It says, I've been living a long time in this world, so it seems, chasing rainbows and following dreams, fulfilling desires and striving to please myself in this world with a life filled with ease. But my Savior knows better. He knew all along that tests and trials would help keep me strong from the cares of this life filled with intense desire and purify my soul like gold tried in the fire. Well, I was the one that was counseled to buy of Yahweh gold tried in the fire and be tried in the fire. And I accepted it. Anoint thine eyes with eye salve that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in unto him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am sit down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the congregation, unto the seven congregations. Okay, in the Revelation chapter 3, let's go right on into chapter 4, John's view into heaven. After this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sword iron stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne, and sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in the white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were seven lamps of the fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of Yahweh. What are these seven lamps? These are those seven candlesticks we read about in Revelation chapter 1 that represented the seven congregations of Israel, starting with Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. Okay, so now John is seeing this. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of the eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of the eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Yeshua, Messiah, Almighty. John the Revelator called him the Almighty in the first chapter. And let's read the Revelation 4:8. And the four beasts and each of them six wings about him, and they were full of the eyes within, and they rest not day nor night, saying, Holy, 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 Yeshua, Messiah, Almighty, which was and is to come. Okay. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks unto him that sat on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Yahshua, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Now, you know, it's an amazing thing. I tend to think that this is actually talking about the Father. Because the one sitting upon the throne is the Father, and the one in the midst of the throne is Yahshua. So let's go back and reread this again in the light of this Almighty referring to the Father, because I've always thought the Almighty is supposed to refer to the Father. Let's see if we can reconcile this. Verse 8, Revelation chapter 4. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of the eyes within. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Yahweh Elohim Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks unto him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, because Yahshua says in one place, I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. I was the one that was alive and then was dead and yet liveth again forever, forever. Whereas this is talking about the Almighty here. The 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Yahweh, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Now, we know that it says in Hebrews chapter 1 that Yahshua, all things was created by him according to Yahweh the Father. Let's read Hebrews chapter 1. It says, Yahweh, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophet, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. So the Father is the creator, but he is assisted by his Son. He creates all things by his Son. So these elders are falling down before the Almighty. We have to stay consistent on this. I've never seen where this Almighty really applies to Yahshua. Always applies to the Father. All right? At least that's the way I've understood it in times past. Let's go on now. That's the end of Revelation chapter 4. Let's go right on into Revelation chapter 5. It says, the book with the seven seals. And I saw on the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within, and on the backside sealed with the seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in the heaven, nor in the earth, neither under the earth was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So Yahshua, as according to Revelation chapter 1, he is the author of this book of Revelation, an executioner. Verse 6, And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of Yahweh, sent forth into all the earth. Okay. The seven spirits, the same thing as those seven congregations of Asia, which you start with Ephesus and ends with Laodicea. And verse 7, And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. So here it is right here. Yahshua, the Lamb in the midst of the throne, the Savior, he goes into the most holy place on the Day of Atonement. The Father is sitting with the book in his right hand upon that judgment throne. And Yahshua reaches up and takes that book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of the odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us unto Yahweh by thy blood, out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Okay, so that book had the names of all of those saints and the prayers of saints, and these are the ones that Yahshua's blood had covered. By all these people of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation. That's every remnant, Gentile and Hebrew Israelite alike. And the strangers and the eunuchs and all of those that join themselves and unto the house of Israel by a covenant, that's in Isaiah 56, and has made us, verse 10, and has made us unto our Elohim kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. So here it is, right here. We shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands. So there is your 100 million. I believe if that calculates into 100 million, same thing as in Daniel 7, verse 9 through 11. I was saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. So here's the Father and Son here together. This is judgment of the living. The judgment of the living started in 2002. Yahshua came to the threshold of the house in 2002. And no doubt he started the judgment of the living at the Gilead Center. At the Passover, no doubt the Father was also there too. Father and Son both. The Father comes on the Day of Atonement. This is on the Day of Passover. Okay. Verse 14, Revelation 5. And the four beasts said, Hallelujah, and the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever. All right, the opening of the seals. Revelation chapter 6. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw and behold a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow. And a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given unto him that said thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, "Come and see." And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, "Measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine." And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was dead, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beast of the earth. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of Yahweh, and for the testimony that they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Yahweh, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet a little season until their fellow servant also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. Okay, I'm going to have to go back and pick up V.T. Hollis' commentary on this in the Shepherd Rod book. And I'll do that in my next study. I'll make that my next study. Verse 12, Revelation chapter 6. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of the heaven fell onto the earth, even as a fig tree casts her untimely fig when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said unto the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" Okay, that's the end of Revelation chapter 6. Let's go right on into Revelation chapter 7, verse 1. And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living Yahweh. Who is this angel? This is Yahshua. And he cried with a loud voice unto the four angels unto whom it is given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, "Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our Yahweh in their foreheads." Now here it is, Yahshua's talking. He's giving a command to those four angels that was given to hurt the earth and the sea. The sea means the old country, away from the United States. Earth in prophecy is the United States here. Verse 4, and I heard the number of them which were sealed, and they were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Now Judah is your lawgiver, and that's the first tribe that's sealed. And we are the tribe of Judah today. We represent that lawgiver tribe of Judah today. And we're calling for the 144,000 to come forth too. Case says of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Asher were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Nephilim were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. Okay, there's no mention of Dan being sealed. So Dan got misplaced, replaced by Manasseh there in verse 6. Okay, a robed multitude. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number. Verse 9. Now this is that, these are your Gentiles. Of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues stood before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hand, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation unto our Yahweh, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. Now all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped Yahweh, saying, Amen, blessing, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might be unto our Yahweh forever and ever. Hallelujah. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and which came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, These are they which came out of the great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of Yahweh, and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and Yahweh shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Now this is the end of Revelation chapter 7. So now I'm going to do a revelation over again, starting my next series, starting with chapter 1. And we're going to get V.T. Hollis' writings on that, and we're going to take it slowly and understand it as we go, better than what we have today. I read this kind of hurriedly, just to kind of give you some introduction, but this revelation is going to have to be a whole series all by itself. And it's going to take a while to get through this book of Revelation using the commentary of V.T. Hollis, and maybe even Ellen G. White, because she talks about 144,000. We're going to bring in all that information and see if we can't get a little bit clearer understanding about that subject. This brings a close of our studies. Our contact us at the 11th hour call, and that's number 11. Click on our audio archives, hear this message, and more. We're going to close now with a song. I'd rather have Yahshua. I'd rather have Yahshua than silver gold. I'd rather be here than have our riches untold. I'd rather have Yahshua than houses or land. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a flesh-dope man. rather have Yahshua than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear call. I'd rather have Yahshua than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain. Or be held in senseless sway. I'd rather have Yahshua than anything this world affords today. He's fairer than lily, of rarest bloom. He's sweeter than honey from out the comb. All that my hunger is dead.